Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. I am cloud economist Corey Quinn, and in case you haven't noticed the news lately, AWS has decided to sue its former VP of product marketing, Brian Hall, under the auspices of his incredibly broad non-compete agreement for having the temerity to take a better job at Google. So we'll be tracking that over the coming weeks and continuing to effectively call AWS out for being a bully towards its employees. Much, much more to come on that later, but let's instead talk about what they released last week. But first, this episode is sponsored in part by our friends at DigitalOcean. If you want cloud services that are simple to understand and get started with, don't require weeks of cloud school, and run by a company that does not actively sue its former employees when they leave, consider DigitalOcean. To learn more, visit do.co/morning and tell them Corey sent you. That's right, do.co/morning. Now, what else happened last week in AWS? Let's find out. Alexa for Business now available on life-size Icon meeting room systems. That's right, the Icon is now a 6-foot-tall Amazon Echo. Amazon Augmented AI enables quality control via metadata for customers using a private workforce. If you're using humans to categorize things to train AI models, good news! You now have the ability to micromanage those humans via horsewhip to ensure that they spend their days worrying instead about getting fired. Amazon Aurora snapshots can be managed via AWS Backup. Now, maybe, and I'm just spitballing here, a service purporting to handle all of your backup needs should maybe have covered snapshots of AWS's flagship database service that isn't Route 53 is one of its first priorities, not something to do well over a year past the launch of AWS Backup. Amazon CloudFront enables configurable origin connection attempts and origin connection timeouts. CloudFront is beginning to look increasingly like a load balancer if you pretend that load balancer config changes take multiple minutes before they have any effect. Amazon EC2, C6G, and R6G instances powered by AWS Graviton2 processors are now generally available. AWS doesn't release clock speeds on these new custom processors, so I can only assume that in what we now know to be common AWS practice, the answer is something that is broadly non-competitive. Amazon Redshift now supports writing to external tables in Amazon S3. This addresses the customer pain of how can a single action in one service hit multiple sections of the AWS bill? The customer with that pain is, of course, those other service teams. AWS Compute Optimizer now supports exporting recommendations to Amazon S3. Exporting the results to S3 also solves neatly for the how do we turn this service into something that generates revenue, even if only indirectly, problem. AWS Shield Advanced now supports proactive response to events. This is a huge deal. I believe it's the first time AWS will reach out proactively about service problems in a we'll commit to doing so in writing sense. Usually the only other way to be guaranteed to get their attention proactively is to stop paying the bill. AWS Transfer Family enables source IP as a factor for authorization. Security groups. You have reinvented security groups. CloudWatch Application Insights now support MySQL, Amazon DynamoDB, custom logs, and more. That's cool and all, but the best way to monitor services like this is via observerless.com. Improve productivity with interactive SQL tools in Amazon Elasticsearch Service. We taught it to speak SQL. It's great to hear about a service, but terrifying to hear about a dog. Speaking of strange things in Elasticsearch type land, this episode is sponsored in part by Chaos Search. Now that their name isn't in all caps, they're definitely worth you spending the time to talk to. What is Chaos Search? A scalable log analysis service that lets you add new workloads in minutes, not days or weeks. Click, boom, done. Chaos Search is for you if you're trying to get a handle on processing multiple terabytes or much more of log and event data per day at a disruptive price. One more thing, because if you're anything like me, you've been down this road to disappointment before. Chaos Search is a fully managed solution that isn't playing marketing games when they say fully managed. The data lives within your S3 buckets, and that's all you have to care about. There's no servers for you to manage, but there's also no data movement. Check them out at chaossearch.io and tell them I sent you. Watch for the wince when you say my name, chaossearch.io. Software package management with AWS Code Artifact. They've launched their long-rumored Code Artifact service. Not to be mistaken for AWS Artifact, this is very similar to JFrog's Artifactory product, in that neither one of them natively supports CloudFormation or AWS tags. Artifactory is a third-party service. What's Code Artifact's excuse? Automate the discovery of licensed software using AWS License Manager. Oracle does something very similar, but their motives for doing it are ever so slightly different. AWS achieves its first PCI 3DS attestation. Speaking of AWS Artifact, this is relevant to what that service does. That said, I'd have been a lot happier if this post had explained what the hell PCI 3DS was in terms that someone who didn't already know the answer might have understood. And lastly, the importance of encryption and how AWS can help. I feel for AWS. Writing a How Encryption Works blog post without wanting to shake the reader and scream, "No, do not roll your own encryption under any circumstances," must have been incredibly challenging. And that's what happened last week in the wide world of AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn, and this is the AWS Morning Brief. If you've liked this episode, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Whereas if you've hated this episode, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and threaten to sue me.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.